So as far as I can tell, the question was, you know, what happens to our organs in space? As far as I can tell, nothing. It feels very much like my body is operating pretty much exactly it did on Earth. The one thing that I noticed is, you know, there is a blood shift. And if you knew me before I got to space, I'm sure my face is a lot puffier now. It's because there's a lot more blood up in my upper regions of my body because gravity is not constantly pulling it down. And I can just sort of feel it in my head. It's like, just something different. I can tell it's just slightly different. It's not bad, but it's just slightly different. But other than that, for me, not a lot of changes. But let's talk to the expert over here. She knows a lot about this.
Well, I did just think of two organs that I know of specifically that have very well documented effects in microgravity or adaptations. They're actually ways that your organs change usually to adapt to the environment. And one of them is with your heart. Your heart actually changes its stroke volume because even though we exercise almost every day, the rest of the time your heart does not have to work as hard to pump that blood up to your brain. And it adapts to that and its muscles actually change. And when you get back from a long-duration space flight, you have to work really hard to get your cardiovascular system going. One other organ that is affected is your kidneys, because the kidneys and some of the parts in them actually rely on a gravity vector to work correctly. And they found through science investigations on board the space station and things like tissue chips and organ chips, the kidneys are highly affected, and astronauts have to look out for kidney disease. So it sounds like you're kind of interested in medicine. Thought I'd mention those, too.